You're on Mornings with Nadia Mitsopoulos.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.
If your boss said to you, look, we have a new policy in place where we can search you and your belongings at any time, would you be okay with that? Because that is what BHP is now doing to stop workers, FIFO workers, sneaking in alcohol after the company imposed a daily four-drink limit. The union representing these workers is not happy. Let's find out why with Greg Busson. He's the co-founder of the Western Mine Workers Alliance. He's also the Mining and Energy State Secretary at the CFMEU. When did workers first learn of this?
It was originally raised a couple of months ago when BHP announced their limits to alcohol on site to back to four low alcohol drinks a night. It was part of that policy they put out then that they were, that announcement actually wasn't a policy, it was an announcement that they were going to search people's belongings. We then raised objections to that and it seemed to have died away. Over the last couple of weeks, we've had members that have come forward to us saying that they've been told by supervisors that if they didn't agree to the change, then they would have their they wouldn't have any accommodation available for them.
Okay, so this hasn't been snuck in though. I mean, this was made very clear when that alcohol policy was changed.
It was raised as one of the talking points. There's no policy that goes with it, and then it went away.
Mm-hmm.
We raised as an issue back then, it sort of went away, and then it's been brought in by stealth by changing the rules at the camp without consultation with the workforce.
Okay, because on that point, BHP says policies relating to searches have already been in place for drugs and weapons, so that this is just an expansion to include alcohol after it imposed that alcohol limit of four mid-strength drinks a day. So they could already search. I mean, is it that big a deal that they're just now able to search for something else?
Well, the policies or the camp rules say that there's a certain people that can search your room for various reasons. For random reasons. It's not about alcohol. It's about invasion of privacy. We don't know what approvals have to be sought before a search is done.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is present when they do searches? Does the owner of the belongings have to be present at the searches? Will the owner be informed prior to or after a search? What training does people conducting the searches have? These are all unanswered questions that people need to know. The other issue we've got is that through the parliamentary inquiry into sexual assault and sexual abuse, we've heard some startling evidence from some very brave people that have come forward, and some of them state that their only place they feel so totally safe when they're away from their work site is when they're in their rooms. Now people are going to have unfettered use to their rooms for whatever reason to go through their personal belongings.
Okay. Hopefully I should be able to answer some of the questions you have based on a statement that we've received from BHP. But before I do that, could you just expand then on your concerns about how you fear this could be abused?
Well, it just gives more power to people and authority to, there's a potential there to be abused by putting extra pressure on to some vulnerable people, male and mainly female, but also male in the workforce about going the extra yard and holding that against them. It's just another leverage tool that could be used. It opens up a potential for theft and also planting of evidence. And I'm sure that people on St George's Terrace wouldn't be happy if someone just came up randomly and started going through their belongings for no reason at all.
But I guess you could argue, look, if you've got nothing to hide, if you've done nothing wrong, then you probably don't need to be worried.
Yeah, but even the police can't. They've got a policy they have to follow and before they can search anyone's rooms, anyone's belongings. So I don't see why BHP should be anything special.
I'm just looking at the statement that we got from BHP and they say the searches are only intended to be carried out in cases where there is reason to believe prohibited items are being hidden at camp. Consent for a search will be sought from the individual at all times, and if consent is not given, the matter will be escalated for further consideration. I'll come back to that. They say a leader will carry out searches with a security guard in presence of the individual, and there is also the option to record the search via video camera, which would be provided, or alternatively, you can take notes. Searches would be visual first, with the individual actually asked to open and then pull out items. Does any of that alleviate your concerns?
Without seeing the proper policy, people can say a lot of things in words, but unless you actually see the policy, see what training that people have available to them, But the other concern is the company's duty of care, where they tell people that they're going to withhold their room if they don't agree to the changes. I think that's one of the things. The lack of consultation that the company have taken with their workforce leads to raising issues like this through this forum, instead of sitting down with their workforce where these questions could be asked in a proper forum and answered so that it doesn't get to this stage and work
through it. And you would have been happy to come to the table had BHP said, look, we're looking at doing this. Come and talk to us about how we can best do this. You would have been quite prepared to have those discussions with the company?
We're always open to talk to companies about work-related issues and conditions that affect our members and their well-being on site, their mental health well-being, their safety. At the end of the day, we may not always come to an agreement, but I think the first step should always be consultation with the employees and their representatives. And we're happy to have that discussion.
And would you expect then that this policy would apply to everybody that works at BHP, whether they work in their head, you know, one of their offices in Perth, or if they are white collar workers, executives, not just the people out there on the mine sites?
Well, I would expect that, but in saying that, the people on St George's Terrace wouldn't have their accommodation withheld from them if they didn't agree to it. Mm. So that's another issue in the making. So I just think that, you know, the process has been rushed through, unthought of. You know, as I said, what mental pressure that has put on some people that are already struggling up there with their concern about their safety in these camps with regard to sexual harassment and sexual assault. So I think it's an ill-thought plan in the first place, and we're open to having a discussion with BHP if they're willing to talk through the issue.
Look, and we did ask BHP for an interview today. They said that we're not available. Have any workers, Greg, told you that they would not cooperate if they were called up for a search?
Well, we've had members raise the issue about having, when they've come onto site, have been told that they would be with. So they've sought advice from us with regard to what the supervisor had told them about. If they didn't agree to the changes, then they would have no accommodation. And that's a pretty harsh call when you're in a remote location with no other options to sleep for the night. Where do you go to sleep with the dingoes? I don't know.
It means you can't work there. It means you can't do your swing, basically, wouldn't it?
But these people are already on site. They're already up there, and then they're told you won't have any accommodation. Where's the company's duty of care to those people?
Have your say. Chat to Nadia now.
Yes, having spent many years up north being site manager, etc., we've always had in place reporting by our staff if they suspected something wasn't right about the room that they just serviced, and you can take that how it is, and then we would take all necessary steps to put in place an acceptable way of bringing this to light, and that is seeing their bosses, making sure the person's there when you go and check the room, because if my staff was to turn a blind eye to finding a stack of illicit alcohol or substances or things like that, that would put them in a bad spot. And then if there was an accident, of course, WorkSafe comes in and jumps down your throat.
Phil is a FIFO worker. Hello, Phil.
Hey, look, my concern with all this is, why are mine workers treated so differently? And I'm FIFO. It's exactly what you were saying, that other caller said. How would you like to take a backpack into work with you and at the door, let me look inside your bag? Why? Because we think you've got something. How? Why do you think we've got something? No reason. Let me look, or you're not, or you're sacked. You're fired. We have a policy fit for work. We work from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6:30 at night for the company. After that, I'm just like you and every other worker. But they can knock on my room and go, give me a look in that bag. No, you're not looking in it. You're fired. And don't be mistaken, this is how these mining companies deal with people who won't fall into line. You are instantly dismissed. No questions asked.
Just answer Phil's question. He's had his bag x-rayed every time he's jumped onto a plane. So everything he's done on his donger, he's gone through an x-ray and it's already been searched by the authorities in the airport anyway. I drive in, drive out. I have seen within the last month on mine site where drive-in, drive-out companies take alcohol on, because there are mine sites in the Pilbara where you can drive to your donga or to your mess and not have to swipe through a gate at all. So they can bring in the cartons of alcohol and have them in their room and they used to, and do, openly sit out in front of their room drinking them with the rest of their workmates.
Good morning, Christine.
I'm just phoning with a situation that happened with my younger sister. Now, she's been a FIFO worker for about 20 years, and I've also been a FIFO worker, and I'm now an employer employing FIFO people. Now, my younger sister was on a site in the Pilbara, and she was in bed asleep, and someone was knocking at her door. They pretended that they were a different co-worker. My sister was young at the time. She was felt a bit nervous. She thankfully had the phone number of that other co-worker and rang and said, "Are you at my door?" And he said, "No, something's wrong," and they called security. By the time security got to my sister's door, the man was trying to break in and she was barricading the door with furniture. Now, thankfully, it ended up okay. He ran away from security. He did a bit of other damage and he got caught. Now, why I think this is relevant is that man was highly intoxicated. That site had some rulings about alcohol consumption, and this is a person that, for whatever reason, broke those rules. The man had worked on site for many years, good family man apparently, had some personal issues, emotions heightened being away from home, and lost control under the influence of alcohol. Yeah. Now, the outcome could have been really different for my sister. Luckily, it wasn't. And so I think that, you know, she's one of the lucky ones, and that anything an employer can do to put in place to protect people is really positive. And now as an employer, that's what I do when I write my policies.
You're on Mornings with Nadia Mitsopoulos.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.